Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
And once again, that's the sound of rock cracking. You've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday, and I just want to say, wow, are we watching an entire party disintegrate before our very eyes? There's a transformation that's been going on since Donald Trump was elected. Now, there's always been left-wingers pushing the Democratic Party to the left. But those who, can you dare say that Hillary Clinton is a moderate? Well, in today's Democratic Party, she is probably conservative compared to what we see running for the nomination. Would she jump in there? And she said she won't run, but maybe if everybody runs to the left, she says, hey, I got to go and help. She was never even a moderate. Bill Clinton was considered a moderate, and Hillary a socialist-leaning left-winger that was further to the left of Bill Clinton. And now Hillary Clinton is considered the moderate in today's Democratic Party. Unbelievable. Go back and listen to our show from a couple weeks ago. We talked about socialism, how it's on its way out in Latin America and Venezuela. Now, this is something that we are seeing and witnessing, the people hurting so much in a rich and beautiful country that was the economic powerhouse of Latin America for decades, and they had so much potential with the oil they have in the ground. And now we see what socialism has done. And we have open socialists working within the Democratic Party, calling themselves Democratic Socialist. And so much of this left-wing socialism is coming from this hatred of President Trump. President Trump won an unexpected election on the Democratic side. You remember, we talked about how so many Democrats, their jaws dropped open in awe. They couldn't believe the pain and the agony of what they thought was going to be a celebration the night of the presidential election in 2016 and one of the unbelievable upsets of the century of American history when Donald J. Trump was declared the president-elect of the United States that night. And so many of the Democrats have never gotten over that. But the infuriated ones, the left-wingers, they have taken over the party. And so many of them, like I said, are just out-and-out socialists. Bernie Sanders almost won the nomination, may have won it. The only thing that kept him from winning directly the nomination were the superdelegates that the Democrats have so many of that can help direct what the party hierarchy wants. And on top of that, I mean, it was proven that Donna Brazile, CNN, signed on to work with CNN as a consultant, I guess. But she leaked questions that CNN would be asking to Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders didn't get those questions. She leaked them. She leaked them. And we know about that. And shame on CNN. Shame on Donna Brazile. Shame on the Democratic hierarchy in 2016 who kept Bernie Sanders from having a chance at the nomination. Maybe one of the things that they were ashamed of, he wasn't even a Democrat. He never signed up on the Democratic Party. And he almost won the Democrats' nomination and probably would have if it wasn't for the Hillary Clinton shenanigans within the Democratic Party. But now, how can a socialist win in the United States of America when our DNA and everything about the United States is written for freedom and liberty, our U.S. Constitution? How can we keep from becoming socialist? It's if we stand up for freedom and liberty. Even the progressives in the Democratic Party, I've talked to some progressives who say, we don't want these socialists. We don't want the socialist reforms. And they're trying to powder puff the image of socialism. They're trying to say, this is not socialist. It's just progressive policies. But no, it's socialism when you have direct government control. Socialism, when you want to take over not only how much the health care that's been taken over when Barack Obama was president, but they want to do more. They're talking about Medicare for all, free college for all. Everything's free. Everything's free. When everybody with a brain in the United States knows it's common sense, nothing is free. There's no free lunch. And I hope, for goodness sake, millennials, don't keep falling for the free line. They want everything free. And when you say it's free, you are a liar, because you know good and well somebody's paying for it. If they're not, it's not going to happen. And that's what's happened in Venezuela. We can see what happens when you say everything's free. Free for the people. That's what Chavez said. And now Maduro followed up after Chavez died. So what does it mean? It means, Americans, we need to teach our children, need to teach the millennials, we need to teach the young people, socialism has consequences. But you know, that's not the only thing that's falling apart in the Democratic Party. That's not the only thing. You remember Congresswoman Omar from Minnesota? She has talked about things. She's so anti-Israel and now making comments that are anti-Semitic. Even the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, has said these are anti-Semitic comments from Congresswoman Omar. So many people in the Democratic Party have. And it's this system of what's happening in the Democratic Party that said we're this wide open tent. But as more and more people voice opposition to Israel and the country of Israel and the only Jewish nation on the face of the earth, and they make derogatory statements toward this nation. And what she was claiming was that the political powers that be lobby Americans to support Israel over America. And that so disregards there's no respect for the people in the Senate and the Congress from this new congresswoman when it comes to Israel and standing up for Israel in a place in the Middle East where they're the only true democracy. They're the only true place where the people can come together and vote for elections and it have real consequences. So this is what we have got to understand. The Democratic Party is under a transformation. And if the Democrats who love their party and love the power that it has had in the past, if they don't want to see it disintegrate, they need to stand up now. They need to stand up because I'm telling you, there are forces pushing the Democratic Party far to the left, further than a lot of people in the Democratic Party care to admit, and they're going to lose their party. It's going to be when Ronald Reagan said, I did not leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. How many people now are thinking the same thing? We're talking about Congresswoman Omar. She came up on Sean Hannity. She was talking about it. Had a good clip. We're going to play it in just a few minutes. And today's show, we may not get as much in. It's spring break, folks, and I'll tell you what I did on spring break next week. But I just want to let you know this will be a little shorter show, and I want to remind you to listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. glad to have you, new listeners. Hey, there's a book out there called Bedrock Truth, written by Dr. Ed Holliday, Dr. Alveda King, Dr. Alex McFarlane. You can order that book. Go to the front page of my webpage there, and you'll see a picture of the book. Click on that. It'll take you to the website. You can order the book. We'll be glad to get it out to you. Bedrock Truth. Everybody needs a copy. Understand what you can do to help stand strong for America. Read Bedrock Truth. Get that book for your friends, your neighbors. And I want to tell you also, next week we'll continue in what's going on in the politics in America. It is cranking up with the Democratic field of presidential candidates growing. And I'll tell you, Sherrod Brown out of Ohio, he's decided he will not run. He's one of few that says, "I will not run." Him and Hillary, everybody else is saying, "I'm running." In Congress, in the Senate, in the House, and the governors. It's getting complicated out there, folks. But the socialists are driving the agenda. We'll see what Joe Biden has to say, see if he gets pushed far to the left. So those are things we'll be having coming up. But first, what I want you to do is listen to this clip from Sean Hannity's show. Take a listen to this.
It's, well, you think back, Civil Rights Act, Voting Rights Act, and some of the past history of the Democrats. We begin tonight with our top story, a Hannity Watch featuring what is a sad and scary radicalization of the Democratic Party. Everybody should be concerned. Now, remember, just a few decades ago, there were racist, anti-Semites, bigots. Well, you think back, Civil Rights Act, Voting Rights Act, and some of the past history of the Democratic Party, we've outlined that history. In fact, congressional Democrats overwhelmingly voted against the 64 Civil Rights Act, 112 Democrats voting against it, including Al Gore's father. The 1965 Voting Rights Act was largely opposed by Democrats, a whopping 70 Democratic lawmakers opposing those important protections for minorities in America. And one of the longest serving Democratic rock stars in the U.S. Senate was a former Klansman, somebody that Hillary Clinton has mentioned as her mentor, Robert Byrd. Now, unfortunately, tonight, the more things change, sadly, we're beginning to see the more they stay the same. We have freshman Congresswoman Omar, who has now exposed her party's all-too-cozy relationship with virulent anti-Semitism, constantly pushing anti-Israeli conspiracy theories. She called the world's only Jewish state evil, speculated that its citizens were hypnotizing the world. She continuously uses anti-Semitic, well, characterizations about Jewish people and money and Jewish dual loyalty to Israel. But as of tonight, Congresswoman Omar has faced zero consequences for her blatant and constant display of anti-Semitism and remains on the important Foreign Affairs Committee. Now, we have 12 pro-Israel, pro-Jewish organizations have called on Speaker Pelosi to remove Omar from that committee. But that's not going to happen. Pelosi is now throwing those groups right under the bus and making the lamest of excuses for her anti-Semitic colleague. Let's take a look.
When you cross that threshold into Congress, your words weigh much more than when you're shouting at somebody outside. And I feel confident that her words were not based on any anti-Semitic attitude, but that she didn't have a full appreciation of how they landed on other people, where these words have a history and a cultural impact that may have been unknown to her.
I'm sure Speaker Pelosi will give the same considerations to Republicans when they say similar things, God forbid, or she'll make excuses for anybody. Now, Pelosi, sadly, is not the only Democrat giving cover to Congresswoman Omar. The chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee is also refusing to take the necessary action against the anti-Semite on his committee. Take a look.
At what point do you say to her, Congresswoman Omar, look, you're not on this committee anymore. You strip her of your seat. Are you close to that or at that point?
No, I'm not close to it. First of all, it's not up to me. This is done by the leadership. Mm-hmm. I don't know that would do anything except exacerbate the situation even more. I'm looking to get rid of anti-Semitism, not looking to punish anybody.
Biggest problem here is this keeps happening with Congressman Omar again and again. And believe it or not, it gets worse. Democratic Majority Whip James Clyburn actually saying to The Hill that Omar's life experience is way, quote, more personal than the children of Holocaust survivors, so everyone should give her a break.
Give her a break, Representative Clyburn? No, give me a break. Give America a break. Come on, stop trying to cover for something that's anti-Semitic. And you know, water down some kind of solution that resolution that should have been passed, was watered down, never really put up there of any teeth. And I'm telling you, people are watching the Democratic Party, watching Representative Clyburn, Speaker Pelosi. You heard what she had to say in that clip with Sean Hannity. And it's just amazing how the Democratic Party feels like they are keeping it together. But folks, it's being driven apart. It's being ripped apart in some places with the socialists pulling on the left end. But what's happening with the anti-Semitic? What's happening so long? The American Jewish population has given their overwhelming support to the Democratic Party. But I have been told, and I've talked to some Jewish friends, and it is being, folks, I'm telling you, people are rethinking their support to the Democratic Party. Especially Jewish Americans are really being tested on how can they continue to support a party that seems to be driving away from the Jewish, what's important to the Jewish population, especially concerning the only Jewish nation on the face of the earth. And it's important for the Jewish people to know that they got a place to go, they got a nation that they call their own, that people across the world have been persecuted for so many centuries, Jewish populations persecuted for so many centuries, and now they got a homeland they can go to. But who's going to support that homeland? Not anybody is anti-Semitic. So these are the things that we are seeing in the modern Democratic Party. They're being driven into the party hierarchy. And I don't even think the hierarchy understands exactly what's going on. They're trying to accommodate so many people. They're pushing out God. We talked about that before on the show. We're in the Democratic National Convention a while back where they couldn't even support an amendment to get God placed back into part of the platform. And then we saw where even when the Democrats took over the House, where there was different people who didn't want people to have to use the word God when they were swearing in for testimony. And some people stopped that, some people let it happen. But there's this push, this drive in the Democratic Party to push out anything about God, to fully bring abortion in. And that's one thing we're talking about, disintegration of the Democratic Party. Never before have they cheered a baby being born and then being able to be put to death by the doctor. And they cheered this in the New York Assembly. That's why it's not the Democratic Party of the past. It's fast becoming the party of death when it comes to abortion. The party of death when it comes to how do you stand up for the nation of Israel. And these are things progressive and conservative Democrats, if there are any left, if you love your party, you need to say, let me get to the front of the bus, because you're being kicked to the back of the bus. And I'd say roll a window down, get off that bus. That's what I'd say. But listen, this show was to just bring to the concern for the direction of America. I don't want to see the Democratic Party go away completely, because what comes of that? We don't know. I'd rather know the enemy of what I believe liberty and freedom is, the way we've defined what we need in the party structure, Republican Party. We can define what the Republicans are because we know what the Democrats show themselves to be. But for so long, I think the Democrats have been hiding their true socialist nature, and now they're proudly walking out in the open saying, we are socialist. and they've taken over the Democratic Party. Have they taken it over? Not yet, but it's in this transformation, and I don't see how it's going to be stopped, because the most active people in the Democratic Party now are the socialists. Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the new congresswoman from New York, the Green New Deal. We talked about how crazy that was. And yet these things and these policies keep being thrown out by the Democrats, and it's scaring the independents. And thank goodness it's scaring the independents. But these are discussions we need to have, starting on this week's show, about, is the Democratic Party disintegrating before our very eyes? To me, it seems to be. What do you think? Well, that's the way Doc Holliday sees it. Give me an email. Hey, I'll talk about rock-splitting politics and what's going on in the life of our country again next week. See you then.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.